Yo.
Oh man, we gonna have a good show today, my boy.
Oh Lord, man.
Mercy, do I got smoke?
Hold on. First. I don't know where to start, man. I mean, whew, Jesus, a lot of. Start what we just watched, Bears with the Bears and the Steelers.
Bears Steelers, yeah. That's a good spot to start off. I think everybody can stop sucking Justin Fields' dick and acting like he can't play football now. I think that's the thing where we don't have to look at the stats. You know, eye test, no. We can see he can make the throws. Y'all saw that last drive that should have been the game-winning drive.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw he can make every throw. He can roll out, scramble to his left or right, make off-platform shit. All the same stuff that y'all like all these young QBs doing. He could do all of that. It's just he in a terrible, horrible, horrible place for a rookie right now, though.
Like I said last month, bro, Justin, Zach, Trevor, they the best players on the offense. That can never be a thing, bro. Like, salute to Mac Jones.
I agree.
He holding it down, all that shit. Mac Jones has a 10-7 ratio, bro. You know, that's not moving nobody. He's just doing his job, moving on. But when you got traits, bro, it's a different thing, bro. These niggas got real life traits, man.
Mm-hmm.
He threw a seam route to Cole Kmet that only Cole Kmet can catch. And when he caught it, he was like, whoa.
Bro, this okay, like cool. This like 3 weeks in a row. And let me say this too. Can I say this real quick? Because we I feel like fans of football have this notion like, when a quarterback throws a deep ball and it's a 50-50 ball for the receiver to make a play, when a receiver makes a play, we kind of tend to give the quarterback the praise for it. But Justin has been throwing some crazy passes, bro, like that the rest of the guys not throwing, the rest of the rookies, like on the run, like to his weak side and cross body. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, we saw that one to Mooney, bro, rolling out. Because a lot of people just – because I get it, the professional athletes, most of these dudes, 6'3", 6'4", 230. Everything they do on the field looks easy to us. But, dude, rolling out to your left, I challenge everybody who listens to this shit, if you got a football home,
yeah,
go roll out to your left and try to throw something to the left, like using the whole tour of your body. It's not easy, dude. It's a 30-yard pass.
His touchdown against the Niners to Jesse James was crazy, bro. Like, yeah, he threw a slider ball, like you said, fading to his left. That was crazy, bro.
When defending his throat, pause.
Oh, man.
I meant to say face, but, like, the nigga, like, didn't, like he almost choked Justice. that's why I was getting so mad when, like, you got Trevor throw against the Bengals. You got Zach throw against Tennessee. He's like, bro, I don't want to hear about that Mac Jones shit, bro. Salute to him. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Mac Jones, bro. He is a stud in this league, but stop, bro. These niggas are making crazy ass throws.
Yeah, the other four guys are clearly better.
Bro, I'm sorry. I get
even,
it. But
like better. Even Trey not playing, like, bro, Lamar didn't play his whole first year. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, we saw Trey make a throw. I forget. I think it was the Chargers, maybe in the preseason. Man, he threw a rocket across the middle to Travis Benjamin. A rocket. Like, I'm talking like it took the fucking hairs off of somebody's fingers or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
hey,
just dudes who can make things can.
It was a pass that he threw that week he started, and somebody put a clip on Twitter of Jimmy running the same play like 2 weeks ago, and it's just light like. Trey's just a better passer than Jimmy. It's crazy to say that.
The game that Zach had four picks. This is how you know all these niggas better than Mac. Sorry, Mac. They're all talented. The game Zach threw four picks. Zach still had two throws. It was like, what the fuck? You can do that? How the fuck? Like, these niggas are just special, bro. Trevor had a throw against the Bills. When we get to the next two, he had a throw against the Bills to Tavon Austin. It was like, yo, how the fuck did you do that, bro? Like, they're different, bro. They're just special, bro. Like, special arm talent, bro. This the best arm talent draft for QBs I saw in a long time, bro. Like, mm-hmm. all these dudes come make the drills, bro.
Yeah, except for Max. I mean, just like going by their ceilings. Like, this the like they these five quarterbacks.
It's scary,
have
dog.
Such high, yeah, they have such high ceilings, bro.
That's just like, scary, dog. But yo, Deep Third Podcast episode. What is this?
13, man.
13.
Y'all favorite time of the week, man. We dropping, man. Come on, man.
Easily,
the boys are back, man. You know what we do, but you know, we them boys.
Yeah, no more DB guru because I'm good at everything. So Teflon Rick is back and shit, man. No more DB guru talk. I'm good at everything. But look, man. So this episode let's call this Fraud Week. Y'all cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool because it's a lot of people who got exposed this week.
Yeah. First thing I hear when I touch down, Reek, the Midwest moving. Such and such doing his numbers. Hey, yo. So the Bills played the Jaguars this week.
We starting with this. Let's go.
Yes. And the Bills scored 6 points.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Hey, shout out my boy Reese and Jimmy. I coached them when they was in high school. Then my dogs, they listen faithfully. Mm-hmm. And y'all probably see them tweet me every week with that Josh Allen shit.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen them?
Yeah. What's going on? I got questions.
So, let me break this down for people at home. Everybody know, last year, we all heard about Josh Allen took a lead, and this is his league now, him and Mahomes at the top, yada, yada, yada. Cool. We told y'all, as in the Deep Throw podcast, slow down. He's good, but his flaws still big as hell. They have no run game. And then, you know, we'll see. Cool. They pull up to Jacksonville. 31 for 47 for 264 and two picks. One of the picks he threw while getting spinned around and almost sacked. So he's still doing the bozo shit.
Yep.
He led them in rushing with 50 yards on 5 carries. Their best running back had 6 carries. For 16 yards, man. What are we doing, yo? Remember niggas was doing that Brian Daboll to get a head coaching job? What are we doing, bro?
Hey, you know what's crazy? Like, I know his numbers look bad, but Josh played worse. I don't even know how he played worse than his numbers indicated. Like,
he was the worst QB on the field. He played a rookie.
Yeah, it was terrible, man. I think
and Urban Meyer.
The worst part of this, too, is I can't figure out the Bills, bro.
I keep telling you, bro, they have a good NFL roster. That's where it stops, bro. That's it.
Dude, bro, okay. Hey, Jab, think about it like this. Like, bro, we in week what? 9? And
week 9. So it's no more that early season shit where it's like, oh, it's been a couple weeks. So it's not
happening. Yeah, they're just not going to run the ball, bro. Like, they just don't.
But they got a weirdly good defense and their pass rush looking nice. It's just their MVP candidate quarterback is just not the same guy as last year.
He was never MVP. He was never that good. He never took no crazy leap. Nothing, bro. No, he didn't do any of that shit. That's why when the playoffs came, you saw he was the exact same guy he always has been, bro.
Hey, I don't want to sound like, you feel me, like a broken record, but we were saying before deep thirds was even a thing in spaces, like, bro, like, not having fans, bro, it mattered, bro.
Yes.
A lot of these QBs look crazy right now.
Justin Herbert, the only one who defeated that – the no fans allegations, by the way, so far. It's funny to see. Yeah, shout out Aaron Rodgers, but he's been in the league anyway. But
even like, Ray Mahomes looks crazy right now. Well, okay, I'm gonna get to him in a second.
Bro, okay, so they scored 6 points in this game, Jack. They had 6.5, bro. They got shut out in Jacksonville in the second half, but they got shut out, man.
Hold up and back up because this isn't any old team. This is a team whose coach has been featured on Deep Thirst probably more than any other player. We talk about Urban Meyer every fucking week on this fucking podcast, man.
Facts.
At least once a week. How the fuck do you put up 6 on this team?
Bro. Bro.
Also, Stephon Diggs, bro. Hey, enough, bro. I argue a lot of things over the summer about you. You've been top 5. You've been cut like that. Knock it the fuck off, man. You are not one of them guys, bro. You have a good aesthetic. And, yeah, you dress nice, man. You're not one of them guys, bro. I'm not having this Stephon Diggs shit no more, bro. Another week of nothing, bro. I'm not doing this shit no more.
I hate that you've been right about this so far. I really do. Because I like
Me too. This is my thing. I like Stephon Diggs, right? He's not ass at all. But when niggas start doing that, yo, he top 5 and he was already clearly this good. He needed the time to shine. No, that's not how this works, bro.
I mean, you know what we say, bro. You got to do it twice.
Come on, man. Look at his career. He went from 720 to 9 yards. I'm saying 720, 903, 849, 1,000, 1,100, and then 15. Like, that's not how it works, bro. You don't just sprout to 1,500 yards on 127. Like,
we got to judge, like, maybe those last, like, 2 or 3 in Minnesota because he was the number 2, bro. So, like, he getting a lot of single coverage or cornerback 2 looks. Like,
right. And now They saying, okay, stuff like this. You really cut like that? All right, cool. Let's see the whole route tree. Oh, he's running his digs and no pun intended, and comeback routes, bro. He's not one of those guys, bro.
In a post here or there.
And I can't even do the QB shit because look at Deebo Samuel and all those niggas, bro. Like, nah, man.
Deebo still producing.
Make a fucking play, bro. Let me see where he's at right now in the NFL receiving list. But just like, bro, him, Josh Allen, and Brian Daboll, like, what are y'all niggas doing, bro? Like, on some real shit, AFC wide open. It should clear. Like, if we doing based on what we saw last year, and I take my bias out of it, the Bills should easily be the AFC favorites, and they not. And because we know the main culprits, and that shouldn't be a thing, bro. Like,
and it's crazy because they actually do have better weapons this year too. Like, right. They added in Emmanuel Sanders this year on top of Cole Beasley, who was a fraud. I mean, all pro team. Come on, man. He was not enough for all pro last year, but still.
Oh yeah, that's
you're not lying. I mean, Gabriel Davis is a year better.
He's man. Dawson Knox emerging supposedly,
and the defense is actually good this year. It's not like I used to be like Ben don't break. It's actually good now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, them niggas is frauds, bro. Shout out Trevor Lawrence. You had another game where you look like nothing, but salute, man. You rookie, man. But you got to win. But Jesus Christ, Trevor Lawrence, please. Get him some receivers, please. Somebody.
Can I go next? Hey, it's my turn, man. We smoking this team next.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
We lighting the fuck. I don't care if these niggas won, man. We lighting the fuck out the Chiefs this week, bro.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Listen, because we talked about this in the spaces.
That's my fucking tomorrow. Come on, man.
I'm gonna have a stats of that game on standby for you. So go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, man, Jab, you my fucking guy, man. I see. Come on, man. Fuck dude, the Chiefs. Fuck Pat Mahomes, man.
Nah, cause me, Evan, bro. We say, look, all this. I get it. His first 2 years in the league, he was a comet, man. We never seen nothing like this before. You know, mm-hmm. MVP, first 50 touchdowns, 5,000 mm-hmm. yards, all this shit, wins a Super Bowl. I get it. Y'all never seen nothing like that in y'all lives. I get it. But this is him, five gaps, and then the next person shit that y'all were doing, it was so corny, bro. And it's I hate it had to be him, but I'm so happy it happened. Pat Mahomes, by the way, because I know niggas going victory lap over this and tell me the Chiefs are back. They on the upturn, 2 wins in a row, they 5-4, right back in their division. Dude, last 3 weeks, this is the Chiefs' offense. We're not talking about the terrible defense.
Yeah, let's go.
12 talk points about it, per man. Game over the last 3 weeks. 12. Two of those games are at home. In Arrowhead, 12.
And who are those opponents? The Giants, the...
Two of those opponents are the Giants and the Packers.
Jeez.
The Packers who do be moving all over the fucking place all season.
With no Aaron Rodgers.
With no Aaron Rodgers at home. And they found out on what day that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to play. Like, on Monday. So, short week of prep for Jordan Love.
Hey, man.
12. Hold on.
Jordan Love passing yards to Mahomes in this game, too, by the way.
Yeah, he did. And let me read Mahomes' stats these last three games before y'all tell me. Oh, because I saw niggas doing this, too. Oh, hey. That throw he made at the end of the game where he rolled out to his right. Passing Tyreek Hill. Oh, brother. Mahomes back, y'all. Mahomes back. You want to hear his numbers the last 3 weeks, bro? 215 yards per game, 57% completion percentage, 2 touchdowns, 2 INTs, 3 fumbles. This is the god.
You know how I know it's a real thing going on over there too is because when he completed that pass, which was a good pass, he let out emotion as if like that was a game winning the Super Bowl, bro. Like he can feel the pressure, bro. Like it's not a Twitter agenda. He know it. Like you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He ain't no way a first down game winning against Jordan Love at home. When y'all scored 13 points, got you that fired up, bro. Like, nah, man. Nah. Right. We're not doing that. He let out some, like, I'm still him type of yells. Like,
yeah. Like, you could tell that he needed that throw bad. And, you know, for better or for worse, I think that's it could be a good look, could be a bad look. But the Chiefs are suddenly back in this top four talk. I get it. We were talking about this the other day off of reputation and everything. They're not playing top four football, man. They're mm-hmm. not. They're not in their own conference, man. Are they the best team? Are they the fourth best team in their conference right now?
They're better than the Broncos, but yeah, Chiefs and Raiders are clearly better though.
And that's a barely.
Chargers.
I think the Broncos could beat the Chiefs, like on any given Sunday, of course. And I'm not saying like they're gonna beat them at. I don't know if they played already, but like it's any given Sunday, the Broncos can beat the Chiefs for sure.
Mm-hmm. I know we don't want to overreact to what the Broncos did to the Cowboys, but we not acting like the Chiefs pulling up in niggas stadiums like they the 2018 Warriors anymore, man. None of that, bro.
They got to suit up, same as everybody else. None of this other. Oh, they a dynasty.
Wait, hey,
the old line, Tyreek Hill.
Didn't Denver just pull up in J-Row?
They did. They did exactly that.
Before we go there, don't the Chiefs play the Cowboys in like a week or two?
All eyes on that game.
I don't know if it's in Jerry World or not, but I think.
One thing before we move on to that next game. Hey, Jordan Love. I mean, not Jordan Love, but Aaron Rodgers, man. You a fucking bozo for doing that to your team, man.
That's Jordan Love getting ready to play football, man.
Yeah. You a fucking clown, man.
Clown, bro.
Yeah.
What did he say? I said I was immunized. He tried to do that. You know when he got caught lying? He tried to like.
Yeah,
keep me fumble around the words like you was telling the truth, really, but you didn't ask the right question, type shit.
Let me tell you why y'all are really stupid, man. That nigga's so dumb. He told himself, "Yo, if they know I'm not vaccinated, I'll get ridiculed." So he thought it would be best to lie about it and then get COVID. Like, stupid, nigga?
Yeah, that wasn't smart. I don't even have no comments on that.
No MVP, nothing for him, bro. I don't care what he does. That nigga's a clown. That was lame, bro. You don't do that. You don't do that, bro. That was some lame shit, man. And you threw a Halloween party. Man, he's a clown.
But I mean, if the writing's not on the wall, bro, he don't want to. He. This is the last season in Green Bay.
But you know why I think he stays now, though? Yeah. I didn't know he was he a bitch, bro. Like, to lie about that, having a vaccine so people wouldn't smoke you is some bitch shit.
I'm telling you, and I've told people that story before about when I was in the Uber with the guy whose brother played with Aaron Rodgers in junior college, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's a known thing, bro. Aaron Rodgers is a weird guy. Like,
Kirk Cousins, he stood up. Hey, I'm religious. I don't want the vaccine. Tannehill stood up. I'm religious. I don't want the vaccine. And they still in their toes and they got, you feel me, do what they did. You Aaron Rodgers, bro. What we gonna do to you, nigga? What are we gonna do to you, bro? Come on, man.
It's a weird guy, bro. Hey. He did win. Jordan Love looked crazy. The optics of what the Packers look like without Aaron Rodgers right now, Aaron Rodgers did win that war. I do want to defend Jordan Love, though. That's a crazy first start to like go in the Arrowhead against Steve Spagnuolo's defense, all that disguise and shit.
His mama in the
clouds. You know, the fate of the world's on you going up against, you know, Mahomes, even though Mahomes playing like Bozo right now.
Question. When shit like that happens, like when Jordan Love pants are up that high, who fault is that?
That's a good question, actually. Who fought is that?
Like, do the front office just not give them good seats?
They was on the road, so I'm not. I don't
know. Oh, so it's probably a tactic by Chiefs.
Yeah. Make him as uncomfortable as possible. Gotcha. You can't look in the stands and see your mama.
Yeah, because, like, bro, she was. God damn, they was.
she was literally the camera at the top of the stadium. Like,
hey, man, they was cover zero blitzing every single play, too, man. She was crazy.
Yeah, bro, that was some shady shit. Bro.
Jordan Love Chinese, bro. You can't play no quarterback, man.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to him, though. Hey, you tried. You tried, man.
We came away from that game with smoking Mahomes, so you win.
Yeah, you won. Right.
Next game, though. Cowboys. Hey, Dak Prescott. Hope it was fun with the MVP hype, nigga. You lost it, man.
Hey, damn. It
was fucking terrible, dog.
Yeah.
That was what's messing with him, bro. He had like 50 yards at halftime.
But he was terrible. But remember what I said about Kyler a couple weeks ago? I was like, man, if he rips off like three crazy ones, those guys, after a bad performance like that, you just got to rip off three good ones. You'll be back in it. But
man, that was really good. Niggas always going to remember that game. I think if in the MVP race, like we were saying, when you have a game that everybody watched, it was a late afternoon game, right? When everybody watched it,
that's true.
And
true.
You got the shit beat out of you, and that's
at home. When it's this close of a race, it's like six guys close.
Yeah,
and you can't play for like a Packers. Like, you can't let somebody go in a Lambo or go into Jerry World and do that to you. You know what I mean?
He missed at least 320 plus plays to CeeDee Lamb, bro. Like, missed them. Not even like fingertip passes. He missed them, bro.
That deep was terrible. Ball. That like skinny corner route that CD ran, and he like that was a bad overthrow.
In the third quarter, it got to a point where Surtain was just sitting down because they knew he wasn't going to throw. But I don't know what that was about with that.
That was a great ass. Hey, but hey, shout out the fucking Broncos. That was a great game plan. Like, that was, yeah, that was,
and losing Von Miller.
Yeah, hey. that was a crazy game plan.
Hey, Cliff, I know you listened to this shit too. You lied about this defense too, by the way. And y'all better, but enough with this. We the new Legion of Boom, my guys, all of this shit. Enough with that, bro.
We in the space. Enough, man. I'm telling niggas like, yo, the Packers clearly the best team in NFC right now because Buccaneers hurt. Niggas like, nah, Cowboys better top to bop. Bro, you let Vic Fangio and them walk in and score 30?
30, bro. I'm talking like Javonte Williams, great running back. He just running over niggas like they're not there.
He's
running.
He's a beast.
He is a beast. I liked him out of UNC. Both of them niggas. Remind me of Chubb and Sony.
He really had a first round grade to me, but that's neither here nor there.
Bro, he's just running over niggas like they just dragging them. No hard. Michael Parsons dog walking and shit. Diggs getting scored on by Tim Patrick. Like, come
hey,
on.
Yo, Trayvon was that was probably his worst game. That was bad.
You know what that's called? That's called when you a DB. Man, they ain't gonna throw my way. Oh shit, they throw my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Twitch, they put that nigga all night, man.
Hey, man,
it was back, not, no, like Teddy was really picking on him. It was
don't get, stay humble, nigga. You wanted them, nigga. You should know that anyway, bro. Stay humble, nigga.
Hey, I won the DPOY allegations for him, by the way. TJ Watt, 3 sacks today. He clearly number one. Diggs, I'm sorry, man.
Nah, literally, how many wins do the Steelers got? 4? Like 3 of them is because of TJ. So,
they got 5 now.
Oh, 5? Well, 4 of them because of TJ.
Yeah, Diggs,
he's won them 4 games.
He was leading it though, but yeah, he first team all pro though, but yeah, no DPOY, sadly.
No DPOY.
It gotta be TJ, because they hold him last year.
I'll tell you this though, if the Pats win like 11 games, I'm gonna have to give it to Judon, man. I'm gonna come clean.
Whoa, you serious?
Bro, they don't blitz. They don't have, bro. He just
yeah they. They stick to their philosophy.
To the QB, bro. Like he crazy. So salute to that nigga. I laughed at him because the Ravens let him go. He was always like a fraud ass player. He'll get like 6 sacks here and there and shit. But he rejuvenated, bro. He just getting pressure. I don't know what's going on that nigga.
Well, Bill Belichick had Chase Winovich with like 7 sacks last year. So
that's a fact. Yeah. That was the Broncos' first 30-point game this year, by the way.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And they played the Jets, Jaguars, and Giants.
So. I was trying to make this into a tweet, but there was so much bullshit that happened this week that I couldn't. But I was trying to say, yo, like tiers of the contenders of the playoff teams, if I had to rank them, like there's a clear tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 to me, right? So I had only the tier 3 teams or the Rams, the Bucks, and the Packers to me. But Rams,
wait, let's wait on them.
You want to wait on that?
Yeah, wait on them. We got some more Bozos first.
Man.
Another Bozo.
Hey, yo, Jalen Ramsey, how you let, like, AP off the block just come on, you feel me? Just pull up like that.
Hey, yo, craziest shit about that game, yo. They was down, like, 21-6. And you just see niggas like, man, Ramsey, he's first ballot. I'm like, hey, what the fuck y'all talking about, bro?
he was hiding all night. He was hiding all night. What do you –
bro, he had a pick on an underthrown – hey, man, AJ Brown told him, hey, look, man, we could do trash talk and all that shit, but that dirty play shit, we ain't doing that, man. You got my number if you want to see me, man. Yeah. You ain't doing that shit, bro. That nigga
ain't going to see Jalen Ramsey.
Yo, Jalen Ramsey is a very good corner, bro. He's great.
Elite, number but one.
The shit they be doing with him, Jab, even you can see it now, but that shit ain't, come on, man. That shit be cap,
bro. They hide him in the nickel, man. Come on, man.
But that shit be cap. Like, he's a great football player, like, 100%. He's not a fraud or nothing, but, like, god damn, bro. He'll make a tackle for 2-yard loss. Niggas will bring up Deion Sanders, bro. Man, like, all right, man. That's not how the game is played, man.
Hey, he a no for life, so let me defend Jalen Ramsey real quick. All right? We know what he can do in man coverage. We know that he's in that top 3 conversation for most, top 1 for most people, right? But what we had last year was with their scheme, right? They know niggas would throw at him. You know, boundary corner, he never followed niggas in the slot, play cover 4, da-da-da. So this season, he's like, fuck it. I'm going to go back to what I play. So niggas can't hide. If you're not gonna throw it at me, I'm a blitz. All this other shit, you're trying to make an impact. But I do see what y'all say, where he'll make a small play and niggas overreact just because it's Jalen Ramsey. But he earned that right, man. He is Jalen Ramsey.
He's good, right. But the aesthetic is bigger than the play right now, bro. That's a fact, man. Like,
yeah.
He ain't even better than Marshawn this year. He ain't been Diggs this year.
Hey, Marshawn started hot. I don't know about the last couple weeks, but I'm going to let y'all cook.
Yeah, he was bullshitting last game, too. I mean, I can't even – it was a Debo, actually. It wasn't really Marshawn.
Yeah, no, Marshawn was chilling. His worst game was that Giants joint, and they picked, Mike Evans got better of him and shit, but
– yeah.
And that Darius Slay, like, it's some real corners out here, bro, who've been really, like, really, really in the trenches, bro. Like, but anyway, I got so many bozo. Yeah, we gonna say the Rams for later because I got a lot of bozo. Fuck it, let's go on Bear Bozo ass team. Yo, Saints, what the fuck?
Yeah, yo, I was waiting for a nigga to bring it up.
Nah, nigga.
Are you serious?
No, so I don't know what to, bro. Like, Sean Payton do it like 3 times a year, where it's like he be trying his hardest to beat himself.
Has he ever been this frequently, this many games, this like early though?
Yeah, nah, but
he's done it a few times now, bro.
Usually he do the bozo shit at the end, like when you lose to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, like when he experiment. But I don't know. It's like, as a Saints fan, it's a totally different year. So I just feel like he just trying hella shit.
What about the game where you like, yo, Sean, what the hell?
What you said? What about this game? Made me do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, bro, like, it was like 2 fourth downs where the play caller was like, what? And then the 2-point conversion was, we should have just took our points. We wouldn't. I don't know. It was just a whole lot going on. That was a weird game. And Atlanta had hella momentum the whole game. Like, Cordarrelle Patterson was rolling. I don't know. It was a weird game. But I mean,
like Matt Jack, Ryan, nigga.
But Jack, you know how our division go.
Yeah, no, I do. So, y'all might have the worst wide receiver room I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, no facts. It's kind of I don't care.
I'm not gonna lie. Simeon was out here kind of dodging motherfuckers, man. Like, low key, like he was viable for a lot of that game, bro. Like,
yeah,
they just can't run, can't catch, can't think, can't take a shit if you told them
to. Kenny Stills like had like 3 like passes right in his hands, and he just said, "You know, man, nah, I'm good."
That's why I always laugh when it's a nigga getting like constantly cut and like always on the waiver market, and people like, "Bro, what happened to bro?" Like, bro, these coaches know more than us.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
Niggas watching these guys, like,
exactly.
You don't get cut for nothing, bro.
But I mean, bro, for us to have 5 wins with the shit that we've been through, like not getting a home game to like week 4, and people, Jameis getting hurt, like, bro, 5 wins is a win. So
I'm telling you, y'all getting 11, man.
Hey, man. Hey, congrats. Pack it up, though. Y'all dead, bro. Y'all dead.
No, yeah.
Odell's not coming to save you.
No. But, bro, you know, I've been the most realistic about this. I really think 9 wins is where we get to. So, I don't know. I'm just enjoying football, man. The Saints dead, bro. They just.
I ain't going to spend too much on that game only because, it was pretty boring. It was a blowout until the fourth quarter. It was pretty cool. Matt Ryan is still good, though. So, that's pretty cool to see. He's still good at football.
Yeah, with no Calvin Ridley, that was crazy.
No, he can still win games. Like, I would have drafted a quarterback. That's me. But you know, people act like he's a bum, like he can't do shit.
Yeah, he not Tua, bro.
Yeah.
No, Matt can easily. Like, I thought he was like a dark horse for Denver before the Von trade. I thought he was a dark horse for Denver for me. But I think he finds his way to a team where he could compete in the offseason.
15-6 ratio right now this year.
Ooh. Like how much better are the Vikings with Matt as opposed to Kirk?
I like that trade for them. I like that, actually.
Yeah,
I like that switch because Kirk, I lied about you this year, man. I told a lot of lies. I sold a lot of people dreams about you. Matt Ryan would come in and immediately change the temperature.
Yeah, so I just think it's a couple teams where Matt could go to and compete still and finish this.
Well, shit, Matt would be with the Redskins. That looks like a real football team.
Yep. Oh, cool. Yeah, give him. Oh, yeah, give.
Oh, sorry, Washington football team.
Right.
Who them niggas be?
I don't know who that.
Man, they're on the bye. Oh, no, you just bringing them up.
No, I'm saying Matt on that team would be.
Yeah. They get rid of that bust, Trace Young. Yeah, maybe.
What about even the Steelers?
That's better. He's really good. It's only 4. He's a mummy now, but the accuracy is still there.
Now, Armstrong wavered a little bit too, but you know, he can still get it done.
Another bozo alert. Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor, y'all ain't beating the allegations, nigga. Sorry.
That was a division game, so I mean, they got beat
bad. Man, no.
Hold on. Let me bury him first. This is my brother. You my brother, Joe Burrow, but yeah, I gotta kill you, nigga. So you get outperformed by Mike White, right? Cool. It's full game, you know, or y'all overlooked it, whatever. Y'all go home, and it's a 7-7, you know, first quarter, thing cool. And then you give up all the momentum with a 100-yard pick six,
No, that was, hey, that was a crazy throw to try to make on Denzel Ward. That was a crazy throw, bro.
And Chase had him beat. That's throw that to the back of the. Anyway.
Yeah, he two picks. But Chase fucked up the very next drive though, and fumbled the ball. So
two picks, five sacks. Like
it was Joe, a lot of shit. What's it up, wasn't man? Just
MVP was in your hands. Nah, good luck, nigga.
Nah, he out too. He out.
Hey, he's super dead. Also.
But as far as the
41
Bengals,
to the Browns,
we keep saying like every other week, like, oh, the Bengals they done, but they gonna be cool.
Nah, you can't lose to the Jets. Wait, letting the Jets score 34 and then the Browns score 41 is crazy, bro.
Mind you, Bear, we keep talking about this stretch they got coming up. This is not even their toughest stretch of the year. They missing layups
they
right
do
now.
Got it. Yeah, they do got a crazy stretch coming up.
Bro, it was 34-6 going to the fourth, bro. Like they got the ass at home. This is a home game, bro.
That'd be cool.
Bozo of the week, Odell? Question mark?
Nah. I got plenty of Bozo.
Nah.
Only asked that because I mean,
yeah, because they cut him and
like
they had a
12
game
games of data now that we have. They're clearly better without Odell playing. Like clearly.
Yeah, but that's because Baker feel like he don't got to feed somebody.
But hold on, though. My thing is just bigger, right? Why is that? Like, have we ever heard of a QB like that? Hey, yo, man, I just can't play a game with number receiver. Sorry. Like, what?
Bruh, and two, like, we can't do this, bro. Like, we're going to have to see him. I know we probably – people going to bring it up like, oh, we saw him without Odell. But yeah. we got to see without a stretch for real, bro. Like,
but, like, it's like a trend lately, though. Since Baker been the leader, he always hoop when it's, like, special team and practice squad receivers. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? What is that?
I don't get that.
Every year, like last year when they had the four-game winning streak, it's because, like, Odell and Jarvis was hurt. And he had, like, nobody to throw to, and they was hooping. So it's like, who the fuck are you, bro? What do you even do?
Bro,
This is a new thing, too, because in college he was throwing to Hollywood, so it's not like he never threw to nobody.
Exactly. He always has somebody, so I don't know. But yeah, he played a game with Chubb anyway, though, so fuck Baker.
Yeah, what do you have? Like, 9 rushes, 100. Yeah, he's insane.
He been in Kamara, Bear?
Huh?
He been in Kamara?
It's
close?
It's close.
It's a good debate for that two spot.
Yeah,
the reason I'll because Cabrera got a good lung, he got a good lung too,
and there's different ways to play back now. Like it's you know,
137 on 14 carries, homie.
Nah, he's insane. I think the biggest thing with Chubb versus the Kamara debates is, you know, because Kamara's so versatile, but also Chubb be missing hella games. Like
three years in a row,
he's missing a lot.
Yeah, so we should do it like tiers, huh? It should be like Kamara's with McCaffrey and Jonathan Taylor and them, and like
I got Derrick Henry and Kamara because the other guys can't stay healthy like McCaffrey.
I don't mean like tier as in the skill. I'm talking about like how they play running back.
You mean like rank them like that?
Yeah, because Kamara, McCaffrey, Taylor can do both.
Right, dual threat like, running backs.
Yeah, dual threat. And then you got like Joe Mixon and all those niggas. Chubbs. Yeah, and Chubbs and the Hemis and shit, power running and shit. Yeah. But that's a bad loss, bro. Cause this was I was saying they was a playoff team and the Browns wasn't. Now they both 5-4. So
in a crazy tight division.
Cause the Steelers is now them five niggas is now 5-3. So hey man, better shake back.
Hey, yeah. every team in that division is over 500.
Yep.
That's football.
Hey, we predicted that too. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah, we did.
We said every team in that division was going to be above 500 for a while. Like,
shout out Mike Tomlin. They tried to lie on him. Lamar name was Cook because they lost some running backs and shit, man.
Hey, yo, do like the whole Raiders organization just don't care no more? Like,
them niggas. they should have never. I said this before. I had a Twitter like. They should have never been moved to Vegas, bro. That's crazy. NFL players in Vegas sounds insane, bro.
Nah, okay. So, like, the thing with everybody out here, Jab, you probably know when you was out here, like, everybody kind of knew. Like, it was like an unwritten thing. Like, you didn't even have to say it out loud. Like, everybody kind of felt like the first 5 years the Raiders was in Vegas, something big was going to happen. Like, I don't – of course nobody was going to, like, say this was going to happen, but – Like something crazy was gonna happen. I feel like everybody knew it. Everybody
I can't knew even it. Explain it to people. It's just like you knew when the rate when they took. Cause I'm gonna say they took it when they took the Raiders away from Oakland. You knew it was gonna be some crazy juju that happened with that franchise.
Yeah,
crazy like karma, some shit.
Like, look, think about this, bro. They drafting players from you know like who grew up in Alabama. Their biggest city is like what fucking Montgomery, Alabama, or whatever, and you moving them to Las Vegas.
With drinking laws, and we're not gonna get too much into it.
Y'all can put two and two together. Who listening? But like, you feel me? Like that's just a recipe for disaster, man. So
hey, but back to the game real quick. Hey, yo, Derek Carr, God hates you, bro. Stop going to church. I don't know what I'm serious, man. Stop going to church, my nigga.
Another guy who's out of the MVP race. That's crazy. Hella MVPs tank. Who up the race? You say?
Derek Carr, no longer in the MVP race. Losing to the Giants, pick six. How many picks he throw? Three or two?
He threw two. One was a pick six, though.
Yeah. No, he's out.
And I think it was another one that got dropped. So.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, niggas know I'm the wreck. I've been saying, like, yeah, I like Kyler. It's still Lamar for me, bro. I know he don't got the numbers, but the eye test is crazy, bro.
It's low-key a two-man race at this point. It's Lamar and it's Brady. Because Stafford.
It's Brady.
Yeah. Kyler fell out because, you know, and he looked crazy against Rodgers, you know.
Few more Rodgers out though before we get to the good shit. Yo, this is the last time I'm bringing this nigga's name up on this podcast because, I mean, it is what it is. Kyle Shanahan, just go somewhere else, bro. Like, anywhere, bro. LSU, go to Kentucky, Marshall, ULM, like, NFL not for you, cuz. I don't know what you do, bro.
Hey, look.
He's terrible, man.
He got his best game this year so far out of Jimmy. And Brandon Ayuk, and still lost by two touchdowns.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy. He was down. What was it 31-6 at one point?
Yeah.
Well, no, the 7 to Colt McCoy at the crib.
Colt McCoy was diamond shit too. It was crazy,
man. Hey, just do this, bro. He got a losing record as a coach, man. Just
no D Hop either. No D Hop.
He done, bro. I'm sorry. I tried to defend you for as long as I could, but year after year of this. This crazy meltdown on the stretch. You supposed to be. It doesn't matter who's in there, man. It's a system. I'm counting.
Hey, I got an analogy, a good one. Y'all know who Kyle Shanahan is?
Who?
Rex Ryan.
Oh, he's Rex.
Just on the other end. Look.
Wow.
Great coordinator. Everybody loved him one place. Then he go to a Super Bowl team. He get them niggas lit. Boom. He come to the Niners. They got all this fucking talent in every position, aka the same way the Jets did. Then when a little bit of that talent leaves, just one piece, every year has been just nasty, bro. He lost Buckner. He fucking lost Sherm. He lost Salah.
And that's on top of drafting bad.
He lost Mostert. Ayuk, they ruined his confidence. He had like 5 drops yesterday. Bro, he's done his league, bro. He's 100% offensive Rex Ryan, bro. 100%. The quotes, when left quotes, he's just not loud.
The only way he saves his job is if he plays Trey and Trey kind of just has some miraculous wins in the second half of the season.
See, we try to do with Nagy. We were saying, yo, getting that quarterback saved him like a year of like being a bozo, pretty much. It's just Nagy's job might get saved because Justin's potential is so crazy,
mm-hmm. Bro. He let Colt McCoy put up 31 points, bro.
Yeah, I think Colt McCoy was like 22 of 25 or something. It was crazy. It was bro. Like 22 of 26, 249, a touchdown.
Only sacked twice.
Yep.
Nick Bosa, James do you Conner, like man. Football? Do you? Do you like it? Are you a fan of this sport, man?
Nah, Niner fans told me he was a guru because he liked listening to Lil Wayne. So.
Yeah, because he's MAGA and he gets, man, he fucking
wins. Yeah. Kyle, you out.
Say, shout out my nigga Reg, man. Shout out my nigga Reg. That's the nigga who Ben sort of like.
Nah, hey, yeah, Reg was ahead of the curve, man. Shout out my guy. He was for
sure. Sort of like with this Niners shit, man. He knew what was going on, man. Niggas ain't, bruh. Leak ain't. Enjoy, nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, man. Another game to talk about. We can spend like 2 seconds on this game. Bill Belichick, once again, sorry, bro. Forgot you were OG like that, man. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, man. That's all that foot nigga reek, man, talking shit about my nigga Bill.
Hey, hold on, wait. In my defense, why dance on why salute Bill when I can dance on Sam Darnold grave, man? What are we doing here?
Hey, no. One of them you no, can't. No, wait. Sam Darnold threw one of the worst picks I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, we say this every week.
Hey, yo, what the fuck was that, bro?
Bro, y'all don't understand how it feels to have to watch that nigga for 3 years, see him be ass, and for him to leave and niggas tell me I'm the one who fucked up? We the ones who fucked up and then walk away? Come on, man. Is he better than Mike White?
I don't know. Y'all felt that boss?
I don't think so, man.
Hey, oh, man. My. Yo.
Robbie had us on the sideline like, yo, what the fuck, man?
Yo, can I give you this nigga Sam Darnold's stats since McCaffrey got hurt?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so McCaffrey got hurt against Houston, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, watch this shit. Let me see. Let me do the math on this. So 4 touchdowns, right?
God.
To 11, no, to 10 interceptions, bro, since McCaffrey left.
And what, like six? That's like 6 weeks, right?
Yes.
Jeez.
The Panthers have scored 1 touchdown. 1 in the last 3 games.
Hey, yo, it's been that's like 4 games. It's been like 4 games where Robbie has 1 catch with less than 10 yards.
Hey, Bear, do me a favor real quick. What's today's date?
Well, November 8th.
What was yesterday?
November 7th.
All right. Sam Darnold last touchdown was October 17th.
My God.
yo, listen to me, man. Listen to me. When I tell y'all, you don't understand how vindicated I am to watch this nigga be ass. He's a great guy, probably. Probably a great dude, but oh my God, man. It was just so much lies, bro. This nigga's bro, he has 2-3 in something games this year, bro. 2.
He leads the league in back to back weeks.
Nah, he got lucky last week and he didn't throw any, but he didn't throw a touchdown either, so.
Hey, bro. This nigga's fucking garbage, man. Hey, shout out to Bill. You clearly not a bitch, but Sam Darnold, man, retired.
That guy's not, bro, he's not serious about football.
Oh, yeah, man. Also, Joe Brady. I was right about you, you fucking clown. Salute, nigga. Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, wait.
It is hard to win games in this league when you have
No.
Look. We might win this because he going to go to LSU. So
yeah, he out the bro.
Just relax.
Look.
Just relax.
Everybody know me and Ben LSU fans. Love Joe Brady. Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, last year with the Panthers, I gave him credit because he let Teddy B look good with Robbie and DJ Moore. Cool. But Week 1 Jets game, if y'all niggas, I got receipts, bro. I called. I'm like, yo, this nigga will not be a coach. This nigga is not ready for the NFL, bro. He is not good.
Hey, so wait, Teddy B better than Sam Darnold, right?
Yes.
All right, that's just so crazy to put expectations on somebody to turn Sam Darnold around. But I feel you. It's just, damn.
Man. Hey, man, look, watch this shit. Hold on, this is my hot take right here. Sam Darnold will be the backup for, let's say, Tannehill next year. That's one. Boom. Matt Rule going to be at USC.
Mr. Buski route?
Yeah, Mr. Buski route. Matt Rule going to be at USC. Joe Brady going to be at LSU, man. It's done.
Damn.
There's no way you can hire Joe Brady after this, bro. Like, can you, like, imagine? Like, you can't hire that nigga.
No, you would look crazy. I do like
that. Not hire him, bro.
Hire though. I like that.
The Panthers damn near got to go quarterback this year.
They can't. Like they can't.
I was in this draft.
Cause look, they're gonna get like what the 16th pick, and then who you like them taking?
They're gonna be like 12. I don't think they're gonna be 16.
I don't think they're gonna be 12. Who you like them taking, bro? Like ain't nobody on the board you like them taking.
Ritter.
Really? I mean,
hell no.
They might have to trade for somebody too. I don't know.
Okay, let's say they take a QB. Cool. You just wasted 2 years straight of an elite defense, bro.
That's true, but they do got time with that defense because they all young.
Okay, but we know how this went with the league, though, nigga. It's not a bit age cool, yeah, but the elite niggas don't stick around for long, bro. Also, you just gave Robbie money. He clearly want to leave. Like, that shit dead. Also, wait, no. I got a better one for you. They not drafting the QB because, one, the Fields was right there on the board, and Mac Jones was on the board, and they said, no, we're going to get Sam. And after a year of letting Teddy walk, and they just paid, and they owe Sam $20 million next year, bro. They feel like a journeyman, bro.
I forgot they paid that nigga, too, yeah. They might be.
They're fucked.
Jeez.
Yeah. I wonder how they're going to get out of this one, but.
During the draft, I said it like, I'm like, yo, Justin Fields is going to be there. I won't lie, saying I said Mac Jones would be there, but I was like, somebody would be there, bro. Like, you feel
they
me?
They best case scenario is the Raiders try to go get like A-Rod or Russ, and they got to get okay, Derek Carr. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they trapped.
It's so, bro, that receiving core is fire. McCaffrey is fire. Defense is dogs, and these niggas just, bro, Robbie Anderson, you can't find a single film highlight of him yelling ever in life. The last 3 weeks, he's in Sam ear every man. Game, bro, killing that nigga.
Every man. Game. If y'all watching the games, too, y'all can see it. Like, the TV will always put it on there, but Robbie be hot.
You got DJ Moore killed this week, too.
I've been meaning to say that, too. Like, how many more times, bro, is he going to get his receivers killed?
Let's get this dog shit getting right out the way real quick. Dolphins, cool, you got to win. Nice. Jacoby Brissett, you fucking suck. Tyrell Taylor, bro, you use enough, man. Enough with this. Like, give me a chance to show I'm good. Stop, man. Just go be a kid. Hey, some shit. Listen, bro.
Hey, yo, Tyrell Taylor threw the worst pick I've ever seen. I'm talking about y'all play a horse, right? Growing up, I'm talking about some nigga do some dumb shit because the game taking too long. Man, watch this. Off the leg, fade away. He threw that shit in the NFL game and got picked.
Man, that shit was. Hey, yo, you know how bad the Texans are? Besides Brandon Cooks, their best player is a D tackle that the regular football fan probably don't even know his name. So that's just the
Texans. Yeah, that game right. we ain't even do nothing to that, man.
They a pop winner team.
Enough with them, man. We said it 3 weeks ago. We're not discussing the Texans on this podcast.
Hey, one more thing is funny about the Dolphins. They found a way to turn Jalen Waddle, maybe one of the most explosive, fastest guys I've ever seen, into like Jarvis Landry. So salute to that.
Hey, yo, all he runs is arrow routes. That shit is sick.
What a like, fucking that shit is
crazy.
Either that, or they'll go trips and he'll run some, you know, pick route, like out route or something.
Yeah, like he getting a, yeah, exactly.
Time for the good part. Lamar Jackson, man, you are that guy again.
That's
another week of you being down almost 1,000 points and you saying, well, that's cool. Watch this and winning the game.
Hey, yo, he threw the ball 41 times and ran 21 more. So,
right. Yeah. Like, that shouldn't even have to be a thing, but here we are again.
Hey, you know what that is? That's some like when you and all your partners and your cousins go get a game at the park, you feel me? 11 on 11. and you just doing everything at quarterback. That shit crazy, bro. That shit looks fake, man.
So that nigga Lamar Jackson, he one of those one Mississippi, two Mississippi quarters.
yeah.
Man, listen, Lamar Jackson, every week, I know he threw the picks, but, you know, when you win the game, a lot of it's forgiven. We got to remember, they got 18 dudes on IR, bro. 18.
Yeah, football player, man.
There's the team on his back every week, and I know Steelers fans, Durex Slim, bitch ass, listen to his podcast talking about, well, man, he threw a pick. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Man, I'm not no nigga who flip burgers, man.
Fuck he outrushed Dalvin Cook yesterday, and outplayed Kirk Cousins.
Hey, yo, that Raven team getting scarier because Rashad Bateman every week looks a little bit more healthy.
Mm-hmm. Finally got a dude who can see above the counter at a fucking bar catching passes, man.
Yeah. Get Grumman still a bitch though, so.
It is what it is, but you know, Lamar so amazing.
21 carries for your franchise quarterback.
Right. 21 throws, 21 carries. Crazy. This is not fucking, you know, college no
this
more.
Shit, this shit's Cam Newton all over again. Just they winning, so it don't look as bad. But this is not practice, homie. What are you doing?
It is. And
21 carries?
But here we are, 6-2.
Hey, man. Another QB performance. Herbert, hey, you're back. Been a minute.
Hey. All right.
Hello.
He was special that game, bro. I got a homie who's my roommate, man. He's an Eagles fan, so he can hear me talking about this team. But
I mean, goddamn, he beat the shit out of Steve, bro. 32 for 38, 356, two touchdowns, another one on the ground. He's back.
Yeah, he's crazy, man.
On the NFL's, Eagles, positivity, Smitty is good, but Hurts fucking sucks, man.
The NFL in good hands, though, with these young quarterbacks. And
yeah.
Crazy, man.
Young receivers coming in. Hurts, another game under 20 throws, and they're right in it. That should be the formula. They were finally running the football. They've been listening to the podcast. So Eagles got a nice little core of young players to go through. Goddard, I like Smitty. I even like, you know, they gave up on Rager. I like that nigga. Quez Watkins, I like that nigga. Miles Sanders, they just don't got a quarterback. That's it.
Well, yeah.
Four niggas caught a pass on the Eagles. So that shit is terrible over there.
Yo, Jalen Rager, my last time bring your name up too. You fucking weak, bro. You're weak as fuck. You're trash. That nigga suck, bro. He don't do nothing. Every time you look up, he getting negative yards. Like, not even a thing, bro. Let me read that nigga's stats out this season. He has 21 catches for 159 yards, man. Yeah. Man. Can I read you his last four games? Watch this shit, man. So, three catches for nothing. No, three targets, my bad. No catches. Two catches for 25 yards. One catch for 0 yards. And then one catch for negative six yards. Like, bro, you suck, bro.
I'm not ready to give up on him.
-6 yards?
No quarterback.
I mean, you couldn't catch it. You couldn't catch the slant.
That's true. Nah,
couldn't get a bubble screen.
He did. You know what's funny? He actually did catch a screen. I saw the tail end of it, and you know he tried to do too much. And ended up losing yards on me.
Jeez. All right, man.
That is his best role in the offense, in my opinion. That's how he needs
that Eagles team offense is. I think Durack Slim calling the plays or Paul tweets too much.
Play too, man.
Yeah, sir. Hey, you saw at the end of the game somebody threw a rose bouquet at Sirianni? They threw a bouquet of flowers at that nigga.
No way, man.
They should have threw a rock at that bum ass nigga, man.
Hey, man. Dang. Eagles got the worst linebacker core in NFL history.
Bro, when the last time the Eagles had a linebacker that was good? Like, that was like, that was, oh, yeah, nigga.
I can't tell you.
I think me and my actually, matter of fact, yo, live from the studio. Let me just ask this nigga real quick. Hey yo, oh, when's the last time the Eagles had a good linebacker? Hey, come put his head in his hands, man.
Dude.
Hey, give it a minute, man.
Hey, no, like I've never seen they ignore linebackers like we ignore receivers. Like it's crazy.
Hey, did we smoke Oakland yet? I mean, Vegas?
Yeah, we
smoked Derek Carr because...
Oh, yeah, talk about that game. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ. Yo, we going to come back to this. I know we just talked about it, but how the fuck did he lose to the Giants, man?
Hey, Daniel Jones threw for 110 yards, man.
Hey, Devontae Booker, 21 carries, 99 yards. He might be Saquon, so...
Let me read out the Giants receiving up, weapons right now. The Raiders lost a game. They put up 16. They lost a game in which they did this. Evan Ingram, 3 catches, 38 yards. Kenny Galladay, 2 catches, 28 yards. Devonta Booker, 3 catches, 23 yards. Kyle Rudolph, 4 catches, 20 yards. Kadarius Toney, 1 catch, 9 yards. Slayton, catchless. Elijah Penny, catches, -8 yards. What the fuck? How did y'all lose this game?
Hey, yo, Jab, Kenyon Drake, he has 6 catches with 70 yards. He was the Raiders' second highest. Receiving total. He had the second highest receiving total.
Hey, Jab, would you believe me if I told you that the Raiders were in a play where Mariota was lined up in Wildcat and got a carry?
Yeah, it was an option play.
Hey, yo, that shit was crazy. Have a good night. I never want to hear from these niggas again, bro. Deshaun Jackson's not saving the season.
What yeah, the Kings, all that. Stop, man. You niggas need to stop, man.
You got to be kidding me,
hey, they think they getting OBJ. I hope they don't get that nigga tomorrow and I look stupid when the pod come out. I swear to God. But they think they get no deal.
They are wasting a great defense too. That's the sad part. They have a great secondary, man. And I think for real. Gus Bradley got them DBs playing right over there.
For real, the Raiders set themselves back like 2 years with everything that's happened this year.
Shit is crazy, bro. I can't believe this Derek Carr stat line, bro. 46 throws, can't crack 300 yards, a touchdown and 2 picks.
He's a buzzer.
I can't. I know they miss Ruggs because niggas are just sitting on every throw now, but good God, bro.
Hey, man. God. Hey, man, it happens to the best of us, man. But
not me.
Go ahead and smoke. Go get your Rams shit off. They deserve it.
All right, man. I've been waiting all episode for this, man.
Yeah, they deserve it, though,
for sure. Fucking year. I've been telling people about this Rams team. First of all, let me backtrack a little bit. Because this woe is me.
Paint the picture.
Oh, Stafford, hey, if he only had, if Stafford wasn't in Detroit, was it the choice spot? Nigga was throwing pick sixes, you fucking bozos. Was that the choice fault? Hey, that nigga couldn't do shit against Nate. I'll get everybody at home. Let's do a listening exercise. If you can name, nigga, I'll give my 50 cents shit. If you can name five niggas in the tight secondary right now, I'll donate $1,000 to the charity y'all choosing. You can. They play like dog shit, bro. And hey, listen, he's good. He's a good quarterback. I get it. He is not this upper echelon top five guy where you add him to a team and that's instantly they dog walking people. Every big game we've seen him in besides our game, he's looked crazy in, bro.
Niggas was arguing me in the space talking about some. He can be a Hall of Famer if he get MVP this shit. Bro, shut the fuck up, nigga. Niggas sound like clowns, bro. Shut your weird ass up, man.
Hey, yo. Hey, so shout out my cuz Joff. He be listening religiously too, man. He been a Matt Stafford hater for like 8 years. And for like the first couple of years, he used to be like, man, Detroit don't got nothing. And then after those for like 3 years, man, Matt Stafford, bro, he be doing some bonehead shit, man. It's almost like Josh Allen, like the shit he does.
Dude, y'all praise this nigga arm. He can't hit a deep route.
Let's think about that. A guy who's known for his deep, or you know, his throw power, quote unquote. DeSean Jackson wanted to leave him.
He said, "I'm cool, bro. I'm good over here, man. He comes up with throwing to Tyler Higbee and Cooper Kupp, man. I'm done over here."
Now, bro, he threw 48. Game, like, he threw 48 times and didn't touch 300.
Y'all, seriously. Not like I know they beat us, bro. I'm not even gonna say yo secondary. I'm not gonna give y'all no excuses, no nothing. But tell me, look me in the eye and tell me by the end of the season, the game in the playoffs against what could be Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. Like I don't fear this team, bro. I don't. And he's the problem. He's he's one of them quarterbacks who can win you games, but boy, can he lose you games too, bro. Yeah, they had no business
exactly. This game. He's unathletic, Josh Allen.
Now he's crazy, bro. Do you want to hear the vaunted offense that they went up against and couldn't do shit against? Ryan Tannehill, 19 for 27, 140, a touchdown and a pick.
Could they ran for 30 yards?
No, yeah. Let's do this. Oh man, Titans had to be running all over them. Tannehill can do shit. 5 carries, 29 yards. That's 4 man. Nicholson, 7 carries, 24 yards. Adrian Peterson, 10 carries, 21 yards. Like, oh, man, AJ Brown had to be going crazy for this game, right? 5 catches, 42. Man, Julio Jones was snapping, man. I know he had, 4 catches, 35. Now, you know why they lost? It's because they had a bum at quarterback, man. Be honest, bro. Be honest. That's all
I'm asking,
bro.
Let's talk about it.
Nah, man. That's one of the worst losses of all season. Shout out to Mike Vrabel because everybody quit on you before the season. Da da da. You know you don't have no niggas over there. Mike Vrabel, that dude's a boy. He's a good coach, man.
He's one of the few coaches who we actually saw outcoach Bill Belichick in the last 10 years.
Yeah, no, he did his thing, and I know he's not really from Bill's tree. Like he kind of learned other people, but he learned how to build. He's taking a bunch of middle of the pack defenders, and he's making the most out of it. You know, yeah. So shout out to him. Shout out to the Titans. I can't even. Who are the top four teams in the AFC right now, bro? Can y'all even answer that with a straight face? Because I can't.
Oh man, Ravens, Bills.
Wait, what are we doing?
Top four teams in the AFC.
In order.
You don't have to put them in the order. I just got another four. Because if you
Ravens, Titans, Bills, Patriots.
Patriots? That's tough.
Nah, I'm lying. I can't even see your face. Chargers?
maybe
Ravens, Titans, Bills.
I'm gonna say Chargers.
There's no top four. How about that? Ravens, Titans only.
That's tough.
When I'm at a day, I tweeted the other day. I said Ravens, Titans, Bills, and Patriots. My top four.
Only reason why the Patriots not in that three, that they don't have a good win this year.
They do have a pretty impressive loss though. Two of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Did they beat the Chargers?
Yeah, but that was when Herbert. I remember Herbert been asked for like 3 weeks coming to that game.
Yeah, so I mean they beat the Chargers. They Dallas, you know, down to the wire. They played us down to the wire.
Yeah, y'all niggas suck. What's up saying? Y'all played us to the wire. Who cares, man?
Hey, just y'all saying that. I think the Chargers are where exactly they're supposed to be.
Yep. They're good. Team.
They still young. Hey, like they still good gotta team. Learn how to win certain games.
Mm-hmm. Probably about a year away. But man, how did I win so much on the bye week? Are y'all kidding me? Saints lost, Packers lost, Rams lost. We move up the standings. Brady at the top of the MVP now. How did I win this much on the bye week, man?
That's crazy.
Let me ask y'all a question though. If the Jets play this week, right? Zach is back. They're gonna name a starter on Wednesday. Whoever played, I don't care.
Yeah, I saw that.
If we beat the Bills, what are we doing with the Bills, man?
Oh, they frauds.
Bills in the same boat as the Chiefs, if that happens.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real. It might be worse.
Really? Because Mahomes better than Josh?
No, losing to the Jags and Jets back-to-back. That's crazy.
That, and you can't lose to the Jags and the Jets back-to-back.
Bro, that's scoring crazy. 6 points. That's just madness, like.
Yeah, nice.
At least the Giants have competent niggas on their defense, like, so that you know him playing bad against the Giants don't really, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not giving Pat excuses, but it just looks way worse on the Bills to lose like to the Jags and the Jets.
Let's score six, man.
I ain't gonna lie. If I'm the Jets, I'm going into that game with hella confidence.
Hey man. That all the games?
That's all the games.
Alright, four bozos, four studs, go.
Alright, four bozos, Sean Payton, McVay, you can't put 16 points up against a secondary that has me jabbing Reek playing in it. All right. Kyle Shanahan, you in there, bro. And my last one is that whole Bills organization from head coach to down.
That was a terrible loss, but they scored zero in the second half, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
That's crazy.
Let's see. Four. Bear took some of mine, but, I'm still going to say them. Pat Mahomes, I know you won. Still a bozo of the week. Your team needs you, bro. You have to play better than this, man. Like, just not that y'all know. I know I'm your biggest hater, but just it's just sad, dude. We celebrating 10-yard rollout passes now. Your fall from grace has been crazy. But let's see. I got a dual tandem bozo Stafford and McVay. Y'all can hold that L together, man. What the fuck was that? I'm not gonna spend no more time on you people. Let's see.
You people is funny.
Nah, you people. Derek Carr. Yo? Yeah. Hello? What the fuck was that? And then I guess my last bozo of the week. You can go a lot of different ways with this one, but I'm going to give my last bozo of the week to Josh Allen. Specifically him. Getting outplayed by the end as a quarterback is absolutely outrageous.
Hey, yo. The pass rusher Josh Allen had a pick, a sack, and a recovered fumble on Josh Allen, the quarterback. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Number seven pick from 2018 dominated number seven pick from 2019.
How similar? These niggas is too similar, man. Like, the NFL is scripted or something, bro. How the fuck they both have the number seven pick?
Yeah, crazy.
All right, four bozos. Go ahead, man.
I got all coaches. Matt Rhule, you're a bozo. Enough of you. Sean McDermott, you're a bozo this week because what the fuck was that, bro? Like, 6 points is just... Bro, 6 points? That's the... crazy. How many, hey, yo, like...
No, no, say the whole thing, though, against Urban Meyer and the Jags.
Bro, they scored 6 in the first half, though, like...
Hey, yo, you know, like, Trevor was playing on one ankle, like, 60% of that game?
Yep, that too.
Bro, Trevor threw for 118 yards and still outplayed you, bro. Like, you suck. You suck, my friend.
Hey, no, people gonna really start seeing how bad Josh Allen is once these young niggas get good. Start learning how to, like, oh my God, it's gonna be crazy.
Tyler Herb and Lamar are already better, so that's for young niggas. Like,
yep.
It's gonna get worse. Another bozo. Kyle Shanahan, of course. Yeah. Let me see another bozo. Zimmer. Yeah, you're a buzzer.
I was just about to say how many times we gonna let Zimmer walk.
Yeah, I'm down with you, bro.
Oh, bear, goddamn.
I'm down with you, bro. Yeah, I'm down. 17 points allowed in the second half. No, 20 in lap in the second half. Like,
this, like, bro, this like Minnesota third loss over in overtime this year, second or third.
And they all end with a game with, man. All right, Zimmer. All right. my other one is What's the guy? What's coach? McCarthy? Yo, yeah.
He cool. Doesn't, bro. He don't do nothing anyway, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm low key sad I didn't bring up the Cowboys at all more, but that's a good one, man. Somebody on that team I said count for that.
Hey, none of us brought him up yet, but Aaron Rodgers. Yep. What's good? What's going on? Like you really you probably the biggest bozo of the week.
He a bitch. Fuck a bozo.
That was some weird ass shit, bro.
You put Jordan Love on the back burner for nothing. Like, made him have to answer all the uncomfortable questions. You going on podcasts and shit. You're a bitch.
Man, talking to Pat McAfee. You hanging out with Joe Rogan and shit. Who are you, man? Be a man.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. A lot of weird shit.
Four studs.
My first one, Colt McCoy. Yo.
Woo!
Walking into
Texas legend.
Mm-hmm. Getting like Levi.
he dotted them up, too.
Yeah, he did. You know, you did your thing.
Salute. I think we all gonna have this one, TJ Watt, for sure.
Yeah, TJ Watt gotta be a stud of the week. He was hooping. Another stud of the week, Nick Chubb.
Yes, sir.
Maybe the best running back of football, man. He might be, just might be. Also, his teammate Donovan Peoples Jones, I see you, man. Every time you win Odell and Baker get into some shit, and you know Odell's not there, you be open the next game, bro. I see you. You gotta tell it, bro. Tell him to give you the ball more.
Right.
And my
Man.
I'm gonna give it a Matty Ice, man. Matty Ice.
Okay.
They killed.
I like that one.
Season. And you walked in. You walked into the dome and took that shit over, man.
Salute. Yeah, I respect that. Hey, I basically got the same list. I'm gonna add one more. Yo, Jonathan Taylor, bro. I apologize because before the season and all the fantasy football joints, they had you like 7th.
It was overall. My first pick, game. No cap. Man.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, nah,
no, I just capped. I apologize. Picked like an idiot. I picked Dick for like crack a clown.
I apologize. You got a game for sure. For sure. 19 with 172, 2 tugs. Yeah, all right, bro.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that game. Damn, my fault. Just Colts. LaFleur, kill yourself. Again, like, so my third QB came in and threw for
man, Josh, come on, bro.
But niggas keep telling, like, all right, man, I'm trying to tell niggas,
Hey, Josh Johnson had, like, 3 good drives that you could have swore he was Peyton Manning. It was crazy.
Back-to-back weeks now, backup QBs threw for 300-plus, and niggas think that's a Zach Wilson problem. All right, man.
Putting up 30 against the Colts is tough, too. That's tough.
Elijah Moore, I'm happy you're here, my boy. Michael Carter is a god too.
Michael Carter, man. Michael Carter been saving my cousin in fantasy the past 3 weeks. This nigga done caught up to me in record, man.
he's a boy, man. Yeah, Carter is a boy.
He can
play. But yeah, I can't wait till Zach gets back, man. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I didn't watch single second of that Colts game. I'm gonna keep it real. Not watching no damn Thursday QB on Thursday. Your nigga's tripping.
Hey, man.
Hey, shout out Elijah Moore getting into the end zone twice, though.
Right. My 4 studs. I'm gonna go Mike Vrabel. Was big man, like that? No Henry. Receiving corps kind of banged up and shit. Yeah, I'm gonna go Vrabel. I'm gonna go Herbert. That's a crazy game, bro. 32-38 is crazy for 356. Like, he really like, aside from like Lamar and him, he really like the prototype QB, bro. Like, he the perfect, like, he looked the part, make the throws, like, come to work, lunch pail dude. Like, he really like a jock movie girl. Like,
ain't too many 6'6 dudes who athletic and but would rather make all the throws, like smart bro, throws.
That, like that kid can make the motherfucking throws, man. Like,
and I'm not talking about 60-yard bombs. Like, I'm talking about throws that matter, y'all. Like,
he out here like that. Another stud. I got three. I got two now. I'm going to go past Surtain, man. Great game from that nigga.
Hey, CD was a ghost.
I'm not doing that. But we got to do that.
No, he won. Talk about he won.
Nah, that Denver secondary was on shit.
Yeah, it was, man. CD Lamb, two catches, 23 yards. Come on, hey, Surtain, get that nigga credit, man.
Yeah, that defense was on shit.
Hey, nigga was on my ass week one when Trayvon, you know, did his thing versus Mike. Nah, we talk about this. CD, got your ass in jail. That's Surtain, man. Shout out to you, man. My boy.
Another stud. Again, man, Hollywood Brown. He's the number one receiver in this league. I'm trying to tell you.
Yep, he just got to work on the focus.
He getting like 115 a week, bro, like at this point.
He the start of the week, bro. Always over the week, man.
He got to work us on, the, like Bear just said, the focus, but he got it. And my last stud, I'm going to give it to Urban Meyer, man. Urban Meyer is my stud of the week,
Man. Let's praise Urban Meyer on this motherfucker,
beat the
man.
Bills at home. I see you, man.
Yeah, I see you.
A lot of niggas, you. We did a lot of clowning on you, bro, and you didn't win two. Wait, who was the other win? Dolphins, man. Well, you beat a good team. You beat a good team, man. So you went solid. Both got actual wins against teams that exist.
Hey,
Stanley is hooping, so salute, man.
One more before we end it, man. Mike Tomlin, man. I know we talk about him every week, like.
Oh yeah, man.
But it seemed like every year, early in the year, people, Mike Tomlin. Don't know how I see. Don't know how, but come on, man. That guy knows football, man. That's a great coach, man. If the Steelers sneak into the playoffs, oh my god.
Hey, man. They getting in.
If they get in, man, he Teflon there, bro. They can't fire him for nothing.
He should already be Teflon. We talk about Mike Tomlin?
Yeah. But I know, but you know, like, whenever a coach has a bad year out of nowhere, like, they quick to put him on the hot seat, like, he can afford to have one. Like, if it's next year without Ben and they got to start over, he can afford it. But, like, I think they go for Matt Ryan. So, but,
you know, but we back, man. Hey, it's another episode. We said this is episode 13. We really do this shit, bro. We really do this football podcast.
Odell Beckham episode, man.
Yep. We'll be dropping we dropping the next one Friday.
Yep, on Friday. Hopefully by then we got some Odell news. Shout out to what Reed just said. Matter of fact, last prediction real quick. Where's Odell going?
Saints.
Man, he a loser if he goes to the Saints, man. Okay.
Come on, man. Listen to, bro. You see me tweet, bro. Just sign with us. Get healthy. Come back next year. We going to rock out.
Him with the Pats would be so fucking terrible, bro. It would be Mac Jones trying to prove he can, like, help him. And it'll be him forcing through. It'll be bad, bro. Go to the Saints.
Come on. He dealing with hella injuries. Just sign with us, bro. Chill out.
And go be around some love, bro. Like,
oh, damn.
Get around some players who, like, love the game. Nigga, go get around Marshawn Lattimore and them, CD and them. Like, go get around some niggas who like football, bro.
Yeah.
Go catch a gun charge in the offseason. Some shit. No, but real talk.
Hey, yo. Chill out, man.
Odell, listen to me. You can sign with the Saints in the offseason. You can spend the rest of this season playing for somebody who's actually going to do something. Don't go from Baker Mayfield to Trevor Siemian, man. You're way better than that. Sign to a real nigga team like the Buccaneers.
No, hey, y'all, that's the end of episode 13, y'all.
Hey, go to the Seahawks, I think. And low-key, Seahawks might get back in the division race, back in the playoffs. Let's see it.
Oh, no, he did say Seattle, matter of fact, didn't he?
Yeah,
they did.
Pete Carroll had a crazy little interview earlier, but I do think he signed with someone else and then come to us in the offseason.
That's what he should do.
Yeah.
Or not go to y'all at all. I mean, there's that, but, you know.
All right, y'all. Jab hating. That's the end of the episode, y'all.
Hey. We'll be back Friday, man.
All right, tune in. I keep asking us questions on the Deep Thirst Twitter page, the DMs. I just checked the DMs today. It's questions that we haven't answered. We'll get to y'all next time. But yeah, keep fucking with us, man.
Yeah, thank keep you. Fucking with us. Let's go.